broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This is Liberty Roundtable live for October the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. The new media taking center stage, that's for sure, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary of nationally syndicated Liberty Roundtable Live this year, and we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips? Ladies and gentlemen, we need morality in the people, transparency in the media and in our elections. We need honest money. And man, we can take the world by storm and become a light on a hill once again, ladies and gentlemen, if we just believe and then work to achieve. It all takes every one of us. Thus, the WeCanAct.net conference coming up this weekend at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City. Get your tickets today. Put in the keyword liberty and get $50 off every ticket. WeCanAct.net. We want you there in person, but if you just can't make it for some reason, there are streaming options available. Now our guest, he's a candidate running for governor of Nevada. His name is Joey Gilbert. He wants to fight the good fight. GilbertForGovernor.com to learn more. Joey, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys for having me. It's an honor. I'm excited to be up in Utah.
Give me a quick background on who are you, sir?
Oh, man, you know, I'm a father, I'm a patriot, but I'm from Nevada. I went to the University of Nevada. I actually went to grade school in Nevada, high school at Bishop Minot Catholic High School here, went to the University of Nevada, and I believe it or not, I was a boxer. I was a three-time national champ, four-time All-American. I won the Golden Gloves in Las Vegas in 2000, was in the military, went in the Air National Guard, served out my status on IRR, Individual Ready Reserve, but ended up doing pretty well in my boxing career. Had the WBO NABO belt and the WBC US NBC belt. Was ranked number 3 in the world as a middleweight under the WBO and number 7 under the WBC. And retired at the end of 2010, going into 2011 to pursue my law firm and my law career full time. And that led me down a path of all kinds of different stuff. I've been an entrepreneur, junior mining company guy, and just mainly, you know, loving our state and loving our country. And everything that was happening here until, November 4th, 2020, when everything kind of went sideways. And since that time, I've been fighting this COVID nonsense, I call it, this pandemic insanity, since March 20th, 2020, when my father got diagnosed with COVID. We were able to quickly get him back on track with, an early treatment medication, hydroxychloroquine. And ever since then, I've been in the fight since March 2020 nonstop. Ended up being part of this Reawaken America tour with Clay Clark and General Flynn. Been all over the country, zigzagging, spreading the truth, and just trying to wake America back up out of this, deluge of nonsense. And so it's been a fight, fighting a good fight every day. And now, again, I'm in Nevada. And after we saw what happened here, took six counties in this nation to bring down the most powerful country on earth. And that's what happened. And ever since this voter fraud, corruption took place, we've all been in the fight and just trying to get our country back on track and have good people, provide leadership. And that's basically where I'm at. This country and this state especially is suffering a pandemic of leadership. And that's where I step in.
What made you pull the trigger and run for governor?
Well, I had no desire to ever be involved in anything political. I can't stand politicians.
Come on now, we can have a boxer wrestle with the hogs, Patrick. We can have a boxer wrestle with the hogs, can't we, Joey?
Yeah, I think you do. You definitely do a lot of stuff, but I was just trying to get our schools open. I was working on this, a pack we actually formed, the People's Champ Pack, to try and get our schools back on track. Nevada schools are 50th in the nation for 10 years straight. So it's a decade of failed leadership across the board. And then as I started, you know, scratching the underbelly of the teachers union and what was happening here, I kept seeing more and more saying, oh my gosh, you know, there's no way to just do this unless I jump all the way in. And again, take a look at our corrupt governor, Steve Sisolak. It's not real hard to see where the problem is here in Nevada. And so that's what led to this. And that's it, man. I have no real other answer besides someone needs to get in here and straighten it out. And it can't be a politician. This state is done with politicians. I think we're done with politicians across the nation.
Now, you're a current board member and a chief strategy officer for America's Frontline Doctors as well, right?
That's correct. I worked closely with Dr. Simone Gold. I was one of the original board members. I think there's a few of us more now, but it was Dr. Gold and I and another, and I've been working with her closely for almost a year now. We actually met at Trump Doral last October. I was the keynote address because Pam Bondi, if you guys remember this, President Trump got COVID. He took off to Walter Reed in a helicopter. Pam Bondi, who was the keynote speaker at the AMP Fest in Miami, got called out on the campaign trail. So I got, you know, pinch hit, had to step up, do a keynote. Dr. Gold heard me speak and came up to me and said, hey, I want to, you know, we need to work together. And the rest is history. We've been working together now since then, you know, collaborating. And she's going to be at the conference, too, along with Lee Dundas, Senator Borelli. There's just an action-packed group of patriots coming up to this conference. I'm so excited to see everybody again. It's been a couple months. But, yeah, you know, I do a lot of things, but I'm a father first, business owner, you know, and then, like I said, patriot who just has had enough. And we've been working hard just to provide the American people with access to medications that work and, you know, treatments that are available and should be available everywhere. Look at what Ron DeSantis is doing, and that's what I want to do here in Nevada.
Ladies and gentlemen, I went to gilbertforgovernor.com, and it says right here, greatest accomplishment, being the father of his 11-year-old champion daughter, Ella. You know, that's what we need is Americans who believe that family, God, family, and country are what matters, not lining their pockets with filthy lucre, not betraying the people and selling them out for a pot of gold. We need people who will keep their oaths and stand together for integrity for once, accountability for once, Joey.
I couldn't agree more. You know, all I've seen, you know, since I've been, you know, a young man, is these politicians, like I said, that are worth, you know, $200 million. You know, they make a fraction of what I make a year, and, you know, as a lawyer, and somehow they're worth, you know, $150 million. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. They're not doing their jobs. They don't care about the people. They care about the people once a year, you know, once every however many years, 2 years, 4 years, when it's time to be reelected. Outside of that, they don't do or say a thing. And I think that's what everyone's noticing about this last thing. You know, here people are jumping in the race for governor. It's been, you know, we're on day 597 of 15 days to slow the spread. I'd have to look at my calendar, but we're at almost day 600 of 15 days to slow the spread. And I haven't seen one of these politically corrupt hacks do a thing, not a thing, not show up to a county commission meeting, not show up to a school board meeting, not show up to a health board meeting, not lobby the governor, not use their platform to make Americans' lives better or Nevada lives better. What they've done is nothing but sit back, and now all of a sudden they're all showing up saying how they're going to fight for you and they're going to do this and do that. I just think it's the biggest bunch of nonsense, and I hope people are awake and realize that these people, these politicians, they're not here for you. They're not here for your kids. They're not here for anything but themselves, and the only thing they care about is being reelected.
Joey Gilbert, ladies and gentlemen, one of the speakers at the WeCanAct.net conference coming up this weekend. Now, here's some of the things Joey will do if you make him governor of Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Never defund law enforcement. Amen to that. We stand with Sheriff Mack and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and others who are willing to uphold their oaths of office. He says we must have election integrity and voter ID law. Yes, on legal immigration, no on sanctuary cities. Strengthen and expand the Second Amendment. Amen to that. And then he's got a link, donate 1776 today, letting people understand, you know what, we're in the fight, folks. This is a fight for the sacred cause of liberty. We want restoration, not revolution. We want to make this peaceful if they'll let us. Thus running for office, thus creating election integrity, thus creating medical integrity. And that's what this whole conference is about, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this conference is about letting the Americans, letting everybody, you know, up in Utah, wherever everyone's going to be traveling from, that, you know, what's happened in this country this past 18 months is absolutely disgusting. I mean, it is so corrupt what has taken place in America. You know, for them to hide these early treatment medications, for them to be, you know, censoring board certified Ivy League trained doctors, you know, that have now been nominated. Dr. Gold and, you know, seven of America's frontline doctors and those affiliated with it have been nominated for Nobel Peace Prizes for their treatment of COVID. All right. And these people are the same people that YouTube's pulled down their videos. Big tech is censoring. When have we ever seen that before in America? That doctors, board certified doctors are censored because they're actually trying to tell people what they can do to save their lives and to protect their families. It's never happened before. When in America did we send sick people home? Oh, you've got bilateral pneumonia and COVID. Go home until you're sick enough that we can admit you and pump you full of these expensive medications that probably won't save your life. It's absolutely horrendous. And I'll tell you something right now. I don't just want audits in all 50 states on elections. I want audits on all 50 states on where this COVID money went. That's what I want.
Amen to that. Stay there, Joey. I want to explore this more right after the pause. He's got till 30 after with us, ladies and gentlemen. These are the caliber of speakers that are going to be at the WeCanAct.net conference. Put in keyword Liberty. Get $50 off your ticket. Do it now. Joey Gilbert in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live Global Reach Talk Show.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Joey Gilbert on your radio, gilbertforgovernor.com, to learn more about his incredible campaign, No New Taxes. Let's have accountability and integrity in elections, ladies and gentlemen. Get in the fight today, if you will. He says, as governor, I will ensure that Nevada will never have another manipulated, dishonest election. He's also standing for medical integrity as well. A businessman, a former veteran, a former boxer, but now applying his incredible talent to the sacred cause of liberty. It's an epic battle, Joey. Is it a battle you think we can win?
Oh, it's a battle we're going to win. The American population, the American people have woken up. They're waking up. It's taken some more than, you know, a little more time than others. And that's because, you know, if you look at some of these blue states, you put a map up, against, you know, the states that Hillary Clinton won, or the some of the states, you know, now that, you know, include the states Biden stole, you know, because he was an installed puppet. And if you look at that, you'll see that there's still 12 states in this country right now that have mask mandates. Well, they also happen to be the 12 states, the Democrat stronghold states, where they've been torturing their poor people. And in those states, it's almost like a different world. You go into a blue state and you still have people in masks. They're walking on the street alone in a mask. They're driving in their car alone in a mask. They have been tortured, frightened, and scared into not even at submission. They don't even know what they're doing. And so slowly, though, as is just like anything, you know, the truth has been filtering in. They've traveled to a few red states like Utah, like Idaho, like Arizona, like Florida, like Texas, you know, South Dakota. They've got a Montana, and they come back and they say, holy smokes, this is unbelievable. It's not even as bad down in Southern California, you know, down in Orange County as it is here in Reno, Nevada, or it is in parts of Oregon, or even Las Vegas. And again, that's all due to absolute corruption, Democrat leadership. You look at these cities that are the absolute, you know, the most horrific places on in America, and they're Democrat run. You know, they've taken control of everything, the election system, the law enforcement, everyone's under the same guise of these, you know, corrupt leaders. That's been the problem. But where you see, you know, liberty shining through, where you see freedom starting to ring, people are waking up. And I'm telling you, you know, hopefully it doesn't have to get, as you said, you know, we want a peaceful resolution. We want, you know, everyone to be able to come together. But I'll tell you right now, Americans are not going to stand for this country to be destroyed. They're not going to stand. We will never become a socialist country. You know, President Trump, you know, the greatest president of my lifetime, you know, has said it best, you know, and that's, again, we are not going to put up with this. And it's a test that I think, you know, all of us are taking very seriously. And as General Flynn said, you know, this is an all hands on deck moment. This is a man that I look up to that encouraged me to get in the fight the way I have. And the bottom line is everybody needs to do their part. And, you know, no one is insignificant. No one, you know, don't matter what you do, you are important to this country. So get active, get involved in your local community, get to your school board, get to your county board, county supervisors. I don't care where they are, but you bring it to them and you let them know how you feel and how we feel and what we're going to stand for, because they're accountable to us, we the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of people that are going to be speaking at the WeCanAct.net conference. What are you specifically going to talk about, Joey?
Well, you know, I have a little bit of a mixed platform. You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of things I talk about, but what I always try to say is, you know, my duty, you know, how I look at what I do when I come to these conferences is I come there to, you know, inform people, to update people, and to motivate people. And I've got three sections of that I'm really focused on right now. One of them is election integrity. So we're going to talk very, very quickly, but, you know, I guess very matter of factly about election integrity. We're going to talk about what I call the medical tyranny or healthcare nonsense. You know, this COVID, you know, complete insanity that they're doing to people, from not treating them properly, not providing the right medications, tying doctors' hands, and now forcing these, you know, insane mandates that have no place in this society. So we're going to cover that. And then we're going to cover what I think is the next biggest problem in this country that feeds everything else, with our economy and with law enforcement, everything. And that's our schools, our broken, corrupt government schools. And my solution is pull your kids out of these schools until we get a handle on them, until we replace some of these superintendents, get rid of these school boards, get this critical race theory nonsense out of our schools, you know, and get these teachers and administrators accountable to the parents again, like they should be. And that's the start. So I'm really going to be talking about those three things, but then I'll talk a little bit about America's frontline doctors and our mission to provide truth, you know, and the correct information to people so folks can make their own decisions, and then how to have access to those life-saving medications if you're in parts of this country where they're still trying to scare you and keep you locked down.
Now, I want to ask you this, Joey, since you are an attorney and you're pretty caught up on the America's frontline doctors and the work that Pierre Corey and others have been doing there, just tremendous work. Pierre Corey testified before Congress and begged them to consider ivermectin as one of the great, not the only, but one of the great solutions we have. If we get on it early, ivermectin really is a wonder medication. It's incredible. They've been calling it horse poop and mocking. But here's the reality. About 1 to 200 members of Congress and their families and their staffs while they've been downing ivermectin in the media and or saying nothing and letting the lie continue, they have been taking ivermectin themselves. In my opinion, when people are dying because they can't get ivermectin because of the mainstream press push, the governmental push, congressional push to call it horse poop or whatever it is, but yet they've been taking it behind the scenes for themselves, their families, and their staffs to the tune of 1 to 200. That's according to Dr. Pierre Corey's testimony on this thing. This is criminal, Joey. People should go to jail.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know what Dr. Gold said, you know, in one of her tweets, she said that I can confirm this is true. You know, I've known since April, May, since May 2020, that these complete scumbags back in our Congress and back in our Senate, you know, our politicians have been taking prophylactically. First, it was hydroxychloroquine, and then they moved on to the ivermectin. They've been taking this. In fact, all world leaders were taking these medications prophylactically. And again, you know, this was no secret. It was a secret because our news media, you know, hid it and obviously censored it. But this was common knowledge. You know, you traveled outside the country and, you know, went places and talked to people. And not only were they using these same medications prophylactically for healthcare workers and for dignitaries and, you know, and everywhere else, but, you know, come on, give me a break. Chuck Grassley, Dianne Feinstein, who's got, you know, one foot out, you know, I'm not going to say anything mean, but these are no pinnacles of health. And you're trying to tell me that these, you know, members of the Congress that are, you know, 70-something years, 80-something years old, didn't have a single problem. Nancy Pelosi never wore a mask. She's getting her hair done. She's traveling back and forth. She's having dinner parties. She never gets it. It's because they were all on this stuff. I mean, come on. And again, we all know that the Fauci ouchie, as I call it, to provide, you know, prevent censorship is my little terminology for the vaccine. But the Fauci ouchie, as we've known from day one, never prevented infection, never prevented transmission. And this isn't me. Pull the EUA, pull the emergency youth authorization for these things. And it says right there that it's not to prevent infection or transmission. It was just to lessen symptoms. But now over 80% of those in the hospital doing the worst, 60% are in the hospital are the ones that got the Fauci ouchie. But the ones doing the worst and ended up dying right now are the ones that got this thing. So it's all been a game of lies. And these people should be hauled off to prison. There should be, you know, indictments. There should be convictions. And these people should go away for a long, long time, just like the Nuremberg, you know, trials back in the 40s. These guys are all absolutely corrupt, and they should pay for it.
What it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, is more Americans to get caught up. It's going to take the new media taking center stage. It's going to take honest money. But really, where you're going to get caught up to speed, WeCanAct.net is the conference. And the reason it's called that is it's one thing to know something. It's another thing to take appropriate action to defend our God-given rights and our constitutional republic, ladies and gentlemen. Electing Joey Gilbert to governor of Nevada would be a great step in that direction towards real accountability. Gilbertforgovernor.com. He'll be one of the speakers at the WeCanAct.net conference this weekend. It's going to be a who's who event, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually excited. I didn't see everybody on there until someone just sent me the rest of the speakers. But, you know, we have an outstanding lineup. Sonny Borelli is probably one of my favorite human beings, man. This is a former, you know, Marine, you know, gunnery sergeant, you know, that is just, oh, man, is he a special guy. And he's down in Arizona. He's been leading this charge. He is absolutely fearless. You got Lee Dundas, who, you know, is just an amazing speaker, amazing person. Dr. Gold, one of my favorite human beings on the planet. Not only is she brilliant, she, a lot of people don't know this. Dr. Gold is not just a doctor. She's a lawyer. She got her law degree from Stanford, and she is one smart cookie and one tough cookie who doesn't back down. So, you know, General Flynn will be there. Doug Billings will be there. And again, I'm excited to get up there, and people should definitely make their way to this conference if they can.
And I'm going to be there broadcasting live both days, ladies and gentlemen, live on your radio and then doing interviews after that to play back next week live from the event. WeCanAct.net. Put in the keyword, all caps, Liberty. Get a discount of $50 per ticket. Do it today. Joey Gilbert, our prayers are with you for governor, sir. And Godspeed. We'll see you at the conference.
For sure, brother. See you soon. Thank you.
Sonny Borelli up next on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hey, USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Floods unleashed by days of heavy rain have wrecked crops, blocked roads, and washed away bridges throughout India since Friday. Dozens of souls have lost their lives in the weather. Officials said on Wednesday rescue efforts continues for those stranded. There's big money in the vaccine business. Johnson & Johnson registered $502 million of global revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine in the third quarter, bringing year-to-date vaccine sales to $766 million. J&J, which sells the vaccine for $7.50 per dose, still expects to generate $2.5 billion of COVID vaccine sales this year. Production of the Ford Mustang Mach-E began in China on Monday as the automaker looks to expand to the world's largest market for electric vehicles. The SUV is being manufactured by Changan Ford Joint Venture Operation in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Musician Kanye West has legally changed his name. Chris Barnes reports.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Don't say you didn't get the memo. A Los Angeles judge has approved the request of rapper, producer, and fashion designer Kanye West to legally change his name from Kanye Omari West to just Ye, with no middle or last name. The petition filed on August 24th, citing personal reasons for the change, but Ye explained the reasons for the change in a video obtained by Entertainment Tonight.
I believe Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you. So it's, I'm you, I'm us. It's us. It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just Ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything. And I'm just more of a reflection of who we are.
Ye was also the title of his 2018 album.
We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Buschman, hard-hitting talk on your radio Monday through Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. And then on demand at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, spread the word. We are indeed promoting the weekendact.net conference. Put in the keyword liberty, all caps. Get your tickets today, $50 off with the keyword liberty per ticket. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just having a great time on your radio. Starting out with General Flynn last hour. Then Patrick Byrne last hour. Joey Gilbert starts off this half, first half hour. And now Arizona Senator Sonny Borelli. I guess he's the majority whip there too, ladies and gentlemen. SonnyBorelli.com to learn more. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks for having me. Hoorah.
There is so much going on in the news. You're going to be coming to Salt Lake City, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I'll be flying in on Thursday or Friday. I can't remember. I got to look. I think Thursday.
Now, I love
night,
that.
Yeah.
I love that term they put out. You're the majority whip. How do you whip those guys into shape, man? Is it possible?
Let me tell you something. It's pretty tough. It's just an old term to whip the votes. You know, I'd like to. I wish I had a whip sometimes, but it's kind of like the title of. Or rank called gunnery sergeant, but it's the slang is gunning. So, you know, or the guns. That's what I retired as a Marine.
Well, Gunny Borelli taking care of business in the Arizona Senate, ladies and gentlemen. He is the majority whip. Now, I want everybody to realize this election integrity issue is serious. And election fraud has taken place. And Arizona has become ground zero when it comes to researching and getting to the bottom of this stuff. And being the majority whip in the Senate, you're at the center of it all, sir.
Well, yes, sir. There was three of us that started this process, Mark Fitchum, Leo Biasucci, and myself. Mark and Leo are in the House of Representatives. I'm in the Senate. Mark was the lead organizer of the November 30th here in downtown Phoenix. And that's what started the grass fire. And of course, in the Senate, I poured gas on that fire to get a Senate hearing with the county supervisors and their elections people, so that way we can start the process of doing an audit. And that's when we subpoenaed them and back in December to get everything rocking and rolling. And of course, then it was you're up against an enemy of 50-1 because they were opposing us every inch of the way. So I guess you can blame me for starting this big grass fire, forest fire on getting the audit started in Arizona and with the Senate. And we are where we are. It's been taking this long to get things done, but it's getting done. 90% of the audit is completed. The report came out on the 24th of September, basically the update of what we are, what we've gotten done completed so far. But, we still haven't needed the spunk logs and the routers for the equipment. They're in the Maricopa County's facility, and of course, there's some other things. The kinetic artifacts of the ballots themselves. We have very strong suspicion that there are counterfeit ballots injected into the system. Part of the audit was revealed that there were ballot envelopes, ballots that were mailed in or dropped off, had no signatures on them whatsoever. Some of them just had a little scribble mark on it. It doesn't even look like it just had, even in a corner, just a pen mark. They counted that as a signature. And these are unlawful, illegal votes. They should have never been allowed in the system. Part of a canvassing process that was a grassroots group of individuals went out and, found, 12 people registered at a vacant lot, and there's no mailbox. Well, how do you get a mail-in ballot into the system if it's not delivered? It's delivered to a vacant lot with no mailbox. You're not supposed to forward the ballot. It's supposed to be returned back to the sender, which is either the county, it has to go back to county election. So how do those mail-in ballots get in the system and counted as a vote? So, we call these anomalies, but we all know what it is. It's somebody cheated. Somebody erased data from the equipment, which we've identified individuals. So the Attorney General of Arizona, we've turned all of our evidence over to the Attorney General, and they have started an investigation, and hopefully they're going to move that into a criminal investigation where people can be prosecuted, because this is a crime against the people. I serve at the consent of the governed, and if that consent has been compromised and undermined, we're no longer a constitutional republic. We're a banana republic. Everybody says it's the vote count that counts. That's not really accurate. It's more of the canvassing that really counts, because that's where you find the ghost ballots. Like I said, people registered to vote at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk, and it's a vacant lot. I mean, how does this happen? And so that happened to be done not by sloppiness. That was it. That had to be done intentionally. So these are the things that we need to uncover and prove. We've turned all of our evidence over to the Attorney General for them to start their investigation. And pretty much everything's got a bow on it. All they've got to do is verify our findings. And then, you'll go where the evidence takes you. Now, the word fraud is a criminal term that only law enforcement can determine. That's why our audit report didn't say or specify that we feel fraud was committed. We just said we see illegal votes, and this is stuff that needs to be determined by the Attorney General's office through their investigators, and we'll go from there. And it is what it is on that aspect. So
now, when it becomes a forensic audit, ladies and gentlemen, this is led by what? Cyber ninjas?
Cyber ninjas, yeah, and basically they're like the quarterback of the process, because it's like just kind of like you go to a fast food restaurant. Somebody makes apple pie, somebody makes french fries, somebody makes the hamburgers and milkshakes. So, but you're going to the restaurant. But so everybody's got a job to do. They cyber ninjas. They have their technical expertise with the election the electronic computer stuff. That technical stuff and computer data, that kind of thing. There's a company called Cypher. They have the bigger experts on that. For internet and that digital trafficking type of stuff. And then you had people, we had over 1500 volunteers that came down. They're all Maricopa County residents, registered Republican, Democrat, Independent. They all took an oath that they wanted to just get the truth and set their party aside and come in and be problem solvers. And they went through the 100,000 hours of painstaking going through every ballot, counting every little bubble on the ballot and doing the physical work. So this was a long process. It took time, and we wanted to take our time. We didn't want things rushed. We wanted to make sure it was accurate. But it's amazing how the media and the left has been demonizing them and undermining and questioning their integrity and showing total disrespect and contempt towards these citizens of their own county that wanted to make sure that the election was done right or wasn't done right. So it's just amazing that they much ridiculed these people have had to endure, which is very telling because, if the election was so perfect, you should have no problem with an audit. Government audits government all the time. If this was not a contentious election, nobody would have said anything about it. So,
Not only does government audit itself all the time or other, branches of government audit in the private sector, in the insurance world, and we go on and on and on. Any big corporation runs audits, third party independent audits to create integrity in the system, to make sure that compliance happens, to make sure. I mean, this is nothing different. And for some reason, there's a lot of pushback when it comes to we the people auditing the election process, but to me, it should be a precinct discussion via paper ballots. We should have people under penalty of perjury swear out affidavits. We should have vote counters and vote watchers. This could, by precinct, be a very simple, transparent, accountable process if we wanted it to be in about 5 seconds. This isn't hard.
You're absolutely right. Now, if a new CEO came into a company and he says, I want a wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling audit of everything in this company, and, of course, that's what you do. And now, if you found out that you had employees in key positions that was obstructing an audit or an inventory, you would have them fired. And this is exactly what's been going on here. The CEO is the citizens of the county or the state, and they're the ones that say, hey, we want to do this. And then, of course, then you've got the key people like the supervisors that were obstructing. They should be fired because what they've been doing is obstructing the audit every inch of the way. They fought our subpoenas. So we had to go to court. We've been dealing with every left-wing organization.
All right, hang tight, Sonny. Sonny Borelli with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the Arizona Senate as the majority whip. He'll continue on your radio in seconds.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, Sam Bushman live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I will be broadcasting live from the WeCanAct.net conference this weekend, Friday and Saturday. WeCanAct.net. Put in all caps the keyword Liberty and get $50 off per ticket. Incredible speakers all day long, Friday and Saturday. Incredible booths with vendors. People are going to meet, spend time together. It's just going to be tremendous. Arizona Senator Sonny Borelli with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Senate Majority Whip in Arizona. They've been working on a forensic audit of the election issue there. I say issue because, you know, you say fraud and then it's got an incredibly high bar. But whether you can prove people intentionally, knowingly committed fraud, or whether you just say there's anomalies in the system, the reality is it's somewhere in between. But make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, there was a manipulation, and the voters were disenfranchised from the truth as a result. Ground zero in this is Arizona, and Sonny and others have been working on this hard. Do you think we're going to have the truth come out on this and the mainstream press isn't going to be able to lie and hold it back? Do you think we're really going to have a comeuppance nationwide on this? Or do you think that they're going to be able to bury it and move along? In other words, is the secret combination too much above the people, or can we pull it down, Sonny?
Well, what we need to do is we need media outlets like yourselves that's going to get the truth out there, because the mainstream media is being completely corrupted and compromised. You know, you had spoke before the break about what we need to do, paper ballots and so on and so forth. And you're right. These are the things that we're finding out through this audit, because, look, we didn't start this audit to overturn an election. We started this audit to find out what was wrong, if anything was wrong, in the process. The state legislature has full control and plenary power over elections. We delegate that authority to the county level. It is our right to, you know, we can delegate the authority, but the overall responsibility falls onto the legislature, because they're the ones that make the laws and set the time and place and so on and so forth. Now, what we needed to do is find out if anything was broken. Are there any loopholes that we need to get rid of? Because there shouldn't be any loopholes in the election process. So, with that said, you know, if there's the possibility of counterfeit ballots being injected into the system, we're talking about a ballot that's not even the same quality paper, the original ballot that came from a printer. Let's fix that. So Mark Fitchum actually got with a company that does tax stamps and his currency. And we actually designed a ballot that has 10 different counterfeit countermeasures in it. So you can't Xerox it off. You can't counterfeit this thing. If you put it under a black light and you can see all the watermarks and so on and so forth. And it's down to nano whatever technology that you can't counterfeit the ballot. So you just can't, you know, reproduce it over a copy machine. That, and we need to fix the other thing you said, going to the smaller precincts. You know, you got some of these counties that are pushing for precincts to be 5,000 voters in a precinct. That's ridiculous. We need to go back down to old school, smaller precincts, no more than 1,000 people. And we need to track those ballots. I mean, there's no accountability of the paper itself. Now, with this new system that Arizona is adopting, we're going to be able to say, okay, there's 1,000 people that registered to vote in a precinct. There's 1,000 pieces of paper that we can account for. If only 900 vote, then you better have 100 pieces of paper left over, ballots, if it's in person. And the mail-in ballot needs to be we need to really, really scrutinize and tighten that up. I mean, we should really, that should be very limited in the first place, because it's just so easy to manipulate the system. We've actually proven that. You got, you know, 20 people registered to walk, vote at the corner, walk or don't walk, and it's a vacant lot, and you're not supposed to forward a ballot. I mean, these are the things that we need to fix, and we need to go down. Small precincts, precinct counting.
I want to talk about the precincts for a second. Yeah. The average precinct in America is about 800 voters. I don't know if you're aware of that. Right. But in my mind, if you had 800 voters in a precinct and you had 10 vote counters, and then you had, say, maybe 20 more people from all sides of the aisle as vote watchers, okay, you've got literally 30 people, and each counter monitored by two people, they would only have 80 votes each to count.
Right.
You could literally get that done in an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours tops. It could be completely transparent. It could be on video camera. Then you could have everybody swear to the number under the penalty of perjury. They could sign an affidavit to that effect. And we would instantly have vote integrity across the country. It would be not debatable. You could even have a sheriff's deputy and people deputized under the oath, the penalty of perjury and everything else, to monitor the vote watchers, to monitor the vote counters. I mean, you could put so many levels in this to where it could be, I mean, it would be better than a referee football game replacer.
Right, yeah. Well, that's that. The law enforcement part's going to be debatable because, you know, that's what the left used to do in the South. They put law enforcement out there and they call that voter suppression because, you know, the law enforcement was trying to, you know, suppress somebody from intimidating somebody to come and vote. But I get the idea that people need to, their honor should be, you know, there should be honorable people doing this. Now, you know, this is where we have a saying in the Marine Corps, complacency kills. If you get complacent on the work, even in the workplace, you get complacent and people are going to get injured. You're going to have safety mishaps and so on and so forth. You get lazy on watch. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get killed. And this is where we are. We all got complacent. We allowed machines to do everything. We, you know, volunteers do most of the work at these polling sites. And guess what? The left is organized. And we take it for face value. We trust people before they burn us. Well, we need to start thinking like the, you know, the criminals, like, you know, start anticipating what they're going to do. There's an old saying, if you're at the poker table more than 15 minutes, if you can't figure out who the mark is, you're it. So, you know, these are the things that we need to be involved. People need to get involved with the election at the local level, small precincts. Everybody knows who's pretty much everybody in that, in those precincts, and you should be counting at the precinct level, and then those numbers should be verified at the central point in the county or another thing. But, you know, you're absolutely right. We need to start taking control of our elections, because if that's your currency, your vote is your currency, your ballot is your currency. There's your buy-in to this country. That's what you invest in, and it should not be stolen. It should not be counterfeited. Now, the audit report came out, and the media immediately jumps on the vote count number. Well, Biden still won. He actually had another 100, 200 votes more than the original count. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, that's what the vote count said. However, if you have $1,000 and 200 is counterfeit, do you have $1,000? The answer is no. And this is what we've discovered, and of course, the media.
Well, that depends, because the Federal Reserve in America today says you have $1,000, but you're right; it's dishonest.
You're right. You got it's the ballots are fugazi; it's a fake. Like I said, so these are the things that we need to. We've actually discovered.
All right. Do you think we're going to get to the bottom of this, though? Are we going to be able to expose it all?
I do believe so. People keep pushing. Why isn't this done faster? Than, you know, hey, look, we go with God's time. If you have anything, you know, I always say God laughs at us when we make our own plans, you know. But I tell everybody, look, we have to go on God's schedule. He's got his own timeline. Well, let's just make sure we slow down and do it right. Let's make sure that this is accurate and it's bulletproof. We still have more analysis of the ballot paper that's coming in with the kinetic artifacts that actually proves that the ballots are legit or not legit. And then you can see where there's, you know, somebody changed things. I mean, there's so many this thing was so messed up. It wasn't just one thing with Dominion.
And in every area, so it's different to the anomalies that are happening. I want to bring up Facebook for a second, too, though, because Mark Zuckerberg sits there with a smug face. But there's a couple of things that Facebook and some of these other large social media groups did that I believe committed vote fraud as well, or election fraud. And that was, number one, Facebook put literally millions of dollars into local precincts and into funding the way these elections went down. And that money should be traced, and we should figure out that. But in addition, Facebook created two types of accounts, the average account where you and I might get shut down, and then special privilege accounts. And so what you've got is incumbent candidates with the special privilege accounts get to continue, and the candidates that don't have those special privilege accounts get shut down. How many elections did that alone affect? And so I think Facebook and others need to be held to account with their manipulations as well, sir.
I totally agree with you, yeah. And the candidates that had free reign were the Democrats. So, so they picked and choose, and they made sure that they pushed certain messages. I totally agree with you. It's censorship, and it is a manipulation. I mean, was it the New York Times actually boasted on that, that they shored up and the election? I mean, they bragged about it. So, you know, all you got to do is listen to the Democrats. They'll tell you what they're accusing you of. They're already doing it. So, you're absolutely right. Facebook, social media, these guys need to be held accountable. They're the ones that are manipulating everybody, and people need to start tuning into solid news organizations like yourself. It's allowing the word to get out. You know, CNN will ambush me and do an interview and try to get something, and they'll have a 3-second clip of what I said out of 10 minutes out of an interview, but they created a different narrative. So it's all manipulation, and, you know, it's all fake news. So, you know, it's they don't even give a decent full interview without editing things out. You know, OAN does a full interview, so does Gateway Pundit, and you guys are just terrific. And, you know, everybody has to remember this whole process. People going, oh my God, I'm losing friends, family's not calling me because I'm taking certain sides, and I'm like, guess what? You might lose those friends, but you're gaining millions more friends. And there's a silent majority out there that is with you. You just have to have faith, be patient. I call it, a strategic patience. We have to be strategic on our efforts, and we just have to trust in God that this is in God's hands, because, you know, this is evil. Look at what's going on in this country. This is by design. This is not because of Biden is bumbling he's senile. That might be true, but this is all by design. He's nothing more than a front man for the progressive communist Democrats, that these socialists that are just trying to unravel the very fabric of this country. Look, I tell everybody, why can they be doing this? Look, when the left is going after your child's mind and they're going after your soul, and they want to murder a baby in mama's womb, do you think they're going to have any conscience of stealing an election? The answer is...
And then they literally say that soccer moms are terrorists because they go to the school and say we don't want perversion taught?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, by the...
Sonny, we're about out of time. What are you going to speak on exactly? Give us kind of a teaser of your speech.
Well, I'm going to talk pretty much about this whole thing. You know, don't want to be bleeped on the radio, but this is a Adam Schiff show. Of an election, and we've all been bamboozled and been lied to, and people need to wake up and start gaining control. You need to start gaining control at your local level, school boards, city councils. This is where we have to hold the line.
We're out of time, Sonny, but I want to say this, though. We will not twist your words. Exactly as the interview was conducted is exactly what will be posted online, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless. Improve your
net. We appreciate you. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sonny Borelli, he will be there at the We Can Act conference. Get your tickets today, wecanact.net. Put in the keyword liberty. I, Sam Bushman, and for Sonny Borelli, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.